This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. The biggest news story in America I've got to start with, but no one knows what the news story is exactly. The special counsel delivers the Robert Mueller report to Attorney General William Barr. So the Mueller report is in. That's the biggest news in America. You got to start any three-hour national radio show or any conservative talk radio show or any talk radio show, period, with that news. But there's nothing to tell you because nobody knows what's in it. There is speculation that there have been no further indictments. There's speculation that no news is good news, that it probably is not bad for President Trump. All that is speculation. I have no idea. I won't go so far as to say that. I think that Mueller is an obsessed nutcase working hard for the deep state. Everyone wants to say he's got cover because he's a registered Republican. Guess what? In the state of Nevada, we have a registered Republican who owns the Las Vegas Sun, the single most liberal newspaper in America, other than maybe the New York Times and the Washington Post. And being a registered Republican means nothing if you're a member of the deep state. Your goal is to make government bigger and to destroy anybody that gets in your way. And this guy Mueller's a deep state loser, and he's out to destroy President Trump. And I'd be shocked if this report doesn't contain all kinds of made-up garbage against President Trump or draw inferences or produce innuendo or, you know, nothing proven at all, but try and make a case that Trump's a horrible person and Trump colluded, or Trump, even if there's no collusion, Trump's a bad guy. Whatever it is, I guarantee you there's something bad in here, because Mueller is a liberal deep state plant out to destroy this president. So I'm not willing to say that there's any good news or speculate there's any good news just by things that are missing that we haven't heard about. But it's in. Mueller's report is in. And interesting, on the same day, the White House announced the Islamic State Caliphate territory 100% eliminated in Syria. We have wiped out ISIS in Syria. You know, you'd think people would be getting down on their hands and knees and thanking Donald Trump and bowing to Donald Trump and telling how much they love Donald Trump. And guess what? I think the people are. But not the liberals, not the Trump-obsessed, never-Trumpers, not the crazy media, none of them. But the people are. I really do believe that. Trump poised to win in a landslide in 2020, economic experts say. I started to talk about this on the show yesterday. Megan Barth brought it up to me, and then I started talking about it to lead off the TV show, the Newsmax TV show in hour number three. I'll talk about it in depth during this show. But it just goes to show you, at the same time, all these good things are happening, and we've defeated ISIS, and Trump's doing wonderful things for Israel. At the exact same time, that's happening. And there's economic gains that show that he should win in a landslide in 2020. Washington Capitals goalie Braden Holtby declines a White House visit. I mean, here's the goalie for the team that won the championship, the Stanley Cup championship of the NHL last year, and he won't join his team when the Washington Capitals visit the White House to celebrate their Stanley Cup win. I've got to stay true to my values. I'm going to respectfully decline the offer, Holtby, a Canadian citizen, said Friday, according to the Washington Post. In saying that, it's a tough situation for everyone to be in, to be forced to make a decision of that standing. You're a team. You want to stick together. I hope everyone kind of blows it away and that we don't worry about who goes and who doesn't. For me, it's just a personal thing. I believe in what I believe in. In order to stick to those values, I have to do what I feel is right. Well, Holtby, by the way, is a longtime advocate for gay rights. So what about it? What's Donald Trump done to gay people? Nothing except giving them lots of jobs. He's the best thing that ever happened to gay people, Muslim people, black people, Hispanic people, women, gays, everybody. Everybody has more jobs. He's a frequent participant, this guy, in gay rights marches. He's been a speaker at Human Rights Campaign National Dinner and a supporter of the LGBT community. Okay, what about it? What about it? What has Donald Trump done to gay people? I dare you. Let's get in a debate. Come on, Braden Holtby. You're such a genius. You're a goaltender in the NHL. You're sure a better goaltender than me, but I'll bet I'm a damn better debater than you, and I bet I have a better grasp of the facts than you. Trump's done nothing bad ever to gay people. Except he doesn't want transsexuals in the military. He doesn't want guys with vaginas wearing high heels and fake breasts sitting in a foxhole fighting the enemy, fighting the Russians and Chinese, because we actually might win because they'd be laughing so hard. Maybe that is the best thing for the United States Army. Sick an army of transgender bots on them. They'll laugh so hard, we'll just feed them. While they're laughing, we'll shoot them dead. Maybe that's got to be the way we win wars. Have a transsexual army for the United States. Boy, will the world be laughing at us. So is that what you're mad at? Is that it? Are you a transsexual goalie? I don't know. Strange stuff. Because I just can't imagine Wayne Root winning any national championship in any sport and refusing to go to the White House with Obama as president. And if I did, let's just say over the 8 years of Obama, Wayne Root's team won a national championship and I was invited to the White House. And I said, you know, I'm going to stay true to my values. I refuse to go. It's a great honor to go to the White House. Great honor to the president. Congratulate you for winning a national championship. But I despise Barack Obama and everything he believes and I'm not going. Do you have any idea what everyone would have said? What a racist. They would chase you out of sports. You're a racist for not going to see Obama in the White House. All right, I've got a commentary I want to read you real quick in Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal, because I had the honor this morning of going to the U.S. Federal Courthouse in Las Vegas. I was invited to a citizenship ceremony for a great lady named Alex Sajak, and I wrote my column for Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal about my experience, and it really was a beautiful experience. It's titled, Republicans Really Do Love Immigrants. I was going to write a column today about why President Trump is on his way to re-election by a wide margin. I was ready for liberals to scoff at my prediction, and then suddenly days ago, Politico, the D.C. website devoted to politics, featured a shocking headline, how Trump is on track for a 2020 landslide. Politico reports, despite Trump's supposed low approval numbers, if the election were held today, multiple economic models with flawless track records of predicting presidential election results show Trump would win in a huge landslide. Next, out of the blue, former Pennsylvania governor and former chairman of the Democratic National Committee, Ed, told CNN, I think all of a sudden the 2020 election went from a slam dunk for Democrats to something where we're in trouble beating this guy. It's beginning to Democrats. President Trump is going to win re-election. But why? It could all be summed up by two stark immigration stories. Illegal immigration versus story number two, Alex Sajak, a legal immigrant who did it the right way. Republicans and conservatives, despite the lies, slander, and fake news offered by the liberal media, value and celebrate immigration. But only if it's done right. Only if the immigrants come here legally, if they work hard to become American citizens, if they come here to work, not seek out welfare. I was honored this past Friday morning, meaning today, but this column comes out Sunday, this past Friday morning to be invited to the U.S. citizenship ceremony for Alex Sajak at the Federal Courthouse building in downtown Las Vegas. It was my first ever citizenship ceremony. Alex came to America from Mexico. She did everything the right way. She became a U.S. citizen on Friday with her proud husband, David Sajak, the chairman of the Clark County Republican Party, and her grandson, Justin, and a huge contingent of proud fellow Republicans as witnesses. I sat in the courtroom watching nearly 50 U.S. citizens take their Pledge of Allegiance to our great country. I cheered each of them because they did it the right way. This crowd of new citizens was shocked to be in the presence of a celebrity immigrant. You see, Alex Sajak was like a celebrity. She had an audience fit for a queen. Each of these new citizens had one or two guests with them. Alex had almost the whole Clark County Republican Party leadership in attendance. For those listening all over the country, Clark County is the county that contains Las Vegas and the suburbs of Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Summerlin, and Henderson. About, all in all, it was about 30, 35 of us or so turned out to root Alex on. You've never seen such proud Republicans in your whole life. So much for the lie that Republicans don't like immigrants. We love immigrants, legal immigrants, immigrants who play by the rules, immigrants who respect America and American exceptionalism, immigrants who assimilate. Alex didn't just wave an American flag. She looked like the American flag. She dressed in red, white, and blue. That's the America Republicans want to build. Yes, a nation of immigrants, but legal immigrants who become citizens and come here for work, not welfare. That's why the single most important thing President Trump has ever done as president was just announced days ago, and it was ignored by the mainstream media. He announced that the Trump administration will soon enact the public charge rule. Have you heard? This new federal regulation will ban welfare-dependent immigration. Immigrants will no longer be allowed to permanently resettle here if they're a burden on U.S. taxpayers. In other words, we only want new citizens who value work, not welfare. Those who can't or don't want to support themselves without being a burden on U.S. taxpayers can go home. This new Trump rule will save American taxpayers billions of dollars. The citizens and taxpayers of America say thank you, President Trump. Now you know why President Trump will win re-election by a wide margin, maybe even a landslide. Welcome to America, Alex Sajak. We're thrilled to have you and millions of other wonderful, patriotic, hardworking, law-abiding, tax-paying, legal immigrants in our country. God bless you, Alex. So I was just so honored that Alex asked me to come to her ceremony. And a lot of other Republicans showed up as well. And we were this giant rooting section, like there was a team playing and we were screaming for the Vegas Golden Knights. There was, you know, each immigrant there had one person, two people, or a husband or a wife and maybe a kid, or a husband, a wife, and two kids, or their parents. But nobody had a rooting section of just under 50 people. I'll just be conservative and say 30 to 35. But I think there were like 40 plus. So just a lot of people were there rooting for Alex to become a United States citizen. And I repeat, she's from Mexico. She is the wife of the current chairman of the Clark County Republican Party, Dave Sajak. And it was just wonderful to see Republicans rooting for immigration. Stop telling me we're against immigration. We're against illegal immigration. And we're against immigrants on welfare. And we're against illegal immigrants stealing identity theft. We're against illegal immigrants stealing our tax money. We're against illegal immigrants being on welfare and Medicaid and food stamps and a thousand other government programs. We're not against legal immigrants who want to come here to work. We love people like that. And I proved it this morning. I was rooting for everybody in that room. Thanks for inviting me, Alex. Congratulations. Mazel tov, as we say in the Jewish religion. Wayne Allyn, War Now on USA Radio Network. Another great day in Trump land. Republicans love immigrants. Trump loves immigrants. Legal immigrants who aren't on welfare that don't cost U.S. taxpayers a cent. That's our kind of immigrant. Like Alex Sajak. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. Hour number 3, don't forget, 5 p.m. West, 8 p.m. East, Newsmax TV. We'll be right back. I'm Wade Allyn for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine and fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron Beat the Police, City Hall, and Stage 4 Cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, I mentioned in the commentary, but I didn't mention in my live talk to open the show. I mentioned Alex Sajak and, of course, your husband Dave Sajak, but Justin is the grandson of Dave and Alex. And Justin is the sweetest kid you ever met in your life. This is a great kid. And he just happened to be listening. I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't tell anybody I was doing this. I don't have time. People understand. I have no time to set things up and call people and go, hey, I'm going to be talking about you on radio today or on TV today. So I've just been busy getting this done. I had a deadline. I had to get it in. And then had to get ready for the show. So I didn't know that Justin was going to be listening, but Justin is at his Aunt TK's house, and TK happened to be listening to my radio show, and Justin heard me give the commentary about his mom and about his grandmom and his granddad, and I mentioned his name in that commentary as well, but I'll mention it now on the show. Justin is a great kid, Justin Sajak. Great kid, great kid, great kid. Wonderful kid. He always hugs me and says, Uncle Wayne, Uncle Wayne. I love it. I think he's the cutest kid in the world. All right, Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio, otherwise known as Uncle Wayne. Your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, always on the attack. But I revealed myself as an old softie in segment number one, didn't I? I actually had my lifelong best friend from childhood, Matt, send me a text and say, wow, I didn't know what an old softie you are. So I revealed myself underneath all warrior is a nice guy looking to fight his way out. Patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American-made, and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for American citizens like Alex Sajak, not illegal aliens. You got to do it the right way. And I'm here to fight for all the things that matter. America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, our U.S. Constitution, Judeo-Christian values, our beloved GOP, our beloved small business, our beloved police, our beloved military. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KPET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio, which is owned by the great Fred Weinberg. It's the Ed and Fred Show. Ed gave me my start at Stoltz on local radio, or on radio in general, and then Fred took the ball and ran with it and gave me my national syndication. So thank you, Ed. Thank you, Fred. Always thinking of you. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. You can call me at any time at 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. My website's rootforamerica.com. You can reach me on the internet, or on email, I should say, wayneroot@gmail.com. wayneroot@gmail.com anytime. Love to read what you have to say. And on Twitter, it's @RealWayneRoot. See all my tweets, @RealWayneRoot. Some things I need to tell you about is, so far, the White House reacts to the Mueller release. There isn't that much to say, other than experts are saying that there will be no further indictments, which means Donald Trump is in the clear. Again, I repeat, in the clear doesn't mean that the report won't castigate him. I'm sure it's going to. I'm sure it's going to say all kinds of nasty, terrible things. There'll be slander and libel and lies, but he can't indict anyone, which means Donald Trump's children aren't being indicted, which means Donald Trump isn't being indicted, which means Vice President Pence isn't being indicted, Donald Trump's wife isn't being indicted, not that any of them were ever going to be, but this is the fantasy of liberals. That's the good news. No further indictments, which means everybody's in the clear. That's the end of it. The White House, here's what the White House reacts. The White House will defer the review of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report to Attorney General Bill Barr. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said in Friday afternoon statement, the next steps are up to the Attorney General. We look forward to the process taking its course. The White House has not received or been briefed on the Special Counsel's report. FBI Director Robert Mueller delivered his final report to Barr after 675, I'm sorry, I called him FBI Director. He was the former FBI Director. And he delivered the report to Barr, the Attorney General, after 675 extraordinary days of appointment, during which he sought to review any potential contact between Russia and Trump in the 2016 campaign. The whole thing's a joke. It's a witch hunt. Worst witch hunt in America's history. And the reason why I say that is because there is so much proof that Hillary Clinton is a criminal and that the Clinton Foundation is a massive mafia organized crime enterprise that needs to be taken down. And the Uranium One deal is a massive crime of Russian collusion. And Hillary sold out the American people, the American taxpayer, and the State Department and the United States government. And there's so many crimes there to dig into. The things that Hillary did. The Russian collusion was the Pfizer report. The Russian collusion was the dossier. Everything was that was Russian collusion was Hillary. So there should be more indictments. It should be Hillary and the Clinton Foundation. Everyone involved with the Clinton campaign. And the Podestas. But nobody on Trump's side is getting indicted.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-4142 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Friday submitted to Attorney General Bill Barr his long-awaited report on the investigation into Russian meddling into the 2016 presidential race and possible collusion with Trump associates. The Attorney General could be meeting with congressional leaders as early as this weekend. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all had their worst day since January 3rd. Heather Zumark is a financial analyst. She believes...
And the fear is that uncertainty in the UK over Brexit or Germany contracting because of their exports, which accounts for a big part of their economy. Their exports have slowed. And the fear is that this global slowdown can trickle down or trickle over into U.S. financial markets. And that's why the markets are selling off today.
Flooding in northwest Missouri is forcing evacuations. The governor has also declared a state of emergency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste taste good. And I'm so excited. Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors, and it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to crest.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Remember, hour number 3, which comes up at 8 o'clock Eastern and 5 Pacific, is my Newsmax TV hour. You can watch me shift to national TV and do my Houdini quick change act and put on a beautiful suit and one of my collection of beautiful silk ties and be on national TV to talk about all the news of the day. And today is a big news day. As you know, Mueller handed in his report. Newsmax TV is fabulous. It's on DirecTV and Dish TV and Fios and Uverse and Comcast Xfinity. And we added 3 million homes of WOW yesterday. Don't ask me what WOW is. I have no idea. But WOW, we got 3 million more homes. That's pretty cool. And so, you know, I'm getting thousands of emails from Fox News viewers who have found us in the last couple of weeks because they all have Comcast. And we had 30 million Comcast viewers. And they're all saying they've left Fox News forever for the Wayne Allen Root Show. So how cool is that? I'm talking thousands and thousands. And the ones from New York, every time it's a guy from New York, you can almost hear their voice in the email. It's like, you talking to me? They're like, I'm joking. Joey from Brooklyn, and I just found the one man I've ever loved in my life, Wayne Allen Root. I love you. It's very funny. New Yorkers love me. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly 3 times a week, Mondays, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV and you have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy so you can watch Wayne Root. Call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, like here in Vegas. Cox. Cable does not carry Newsmax TV or the Wayne Allen Root Show, which is ridiculous because I'm Wayne Allen Root. I'm a Vegas boy. I broadcast from right here in Las Vegas from Root Studios, otherwise known as Wayne Manor. So, come on, get with it, guys. By the way, the report is out. Multiple news outlets are reporting special counsel Bob Mueller has no new indictments, leading one reporter following the Mueller investigation to declare, it's over. They got nothing on Trump. There's no new indictments. That's all you need to say. Will it be a terribly negative report? Sure, I'm sure it is. Who cares? You can't indict. Trump's family safe and Trump's safe. All right, so without further ado, we got a legal analyst on, and the goal when he was booked a few days ago was to discuss the college admission scandal, but this is probably a good time to discuss the Mueller report and the fact that there are no more indictments. What does that really mean? So we'll kind of dig into all of it. We got Frederick Penny with us, legal analyst for USA Radio and host of Radio Law Talk. He is the legal guy on the radio who gives you the real scoop on law and legal issues. So we got the right guy. Fred Penny, Wayne Allen Root. How are you, man?
Good. Thanks for having me on, Wayne. I love being on your show, man. This is, you know what? I should be listening more often. I was Judge Pro Tem today, so I was in the courts, and I'm actually dressed to the nines right now for the radio. But I should be listening to you because this is the first time I've heard of it. Because my show's tomorrow morning. Now I've heard it from you first. Now I got to talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah,
so I'm going to be studying.
You know where I was today, ironically, to say that? I've never been in a courtroom in my entire life, which is a good thing, right? I've never been in trouble, and I've never sued anybody, and I've never been sued. I was in a courtroom this morning. I was at the federal courthouse building in Las Vegas because a good friend of the family and of mine in politics, her name is Alex Sajak, and she became an American citizen today. And she invited me to her ceremony. She wanted me there. She said I wouldn't have it any other way. So I went to the ceremony today and saw her become an American citizen, and the judge, you know, said to everybody, hey, congratulations, you're now an American citizen, you're part of the USA. And I never watched something like that in my life and never sat in a courtroom in my life. So it was pretty cool. I really enjoyed it.
You want to hear something interesting? My mother-in-law is from Canada and had a green card for 60 years. My father-in-law passed away, and she got her citizenship at like age 76. And he was a American citizen, but they just live right over the border in Canada, and she just never. She was a stay-at-home mom her whole life, and. That was a kind of interesting way. It was
like 60 years as a Canadian in America.
yeah, you got a green card? All right. right, let's get your citizenship. But anyway, but this is interesting stuff. Let me tell you, I know there's a lot more big things going on, and people might be tired of hearing about the admission scandal, but this is what's important, Wayne. I'm feeling so much better now because I thought it was the 2.5 GPA my sophomore year in high school that the reason I didn't get in Stanford. But now I know the reason I didn't get in was because of this, not that GPA.
Yeah. So I don't know if you saw the joke Ben Stiller had earlier today. It was very funny. Ben Stiller was on some talk show. We're talking to Fred Penny, by the way, lawyer extraordinaire, legal analyst for USA Radio. And Ben Stiller, the comedian and actor and extraordinaire and all that, he said, you know, my daughter's in the audience, and I just want you all to know that we're applying to all those colleges, and she is a football linebacker, you know, headed for the NFL. And it's just the crowd went wild. It was very funny. You could tell he was joshing around. But let's talk – before I get to that, though, because that's why we had you on, but I want to wait a minute. I just want to ask you real quick, as a non-lawyer, I'm a guy who's just done ads for lawyers, so I only play one on TV. But as a non-lawyer, what is the Mueller thing? None of us know. We're all conjecturing what's in it. We have no idea. I opened the show by saying I'm going to tackle this for 1 minute or less because we don't know what's in it, so therefore there's nothing for me to say. But the one thing we know is if there are no more indictments, then Trump could go, shh, and his family can go, shh, and they're not getting him on anything. They may badmouth him in the report, but if there's no more indictments, then it's over, right? I mean, that much we do know.
Supposedly. Doesn't mean they can't try to find something else, but you're right. It's that maybe just some things are going to come up are just to make him look bad. But I have no idea. This is news to me. This is going to be interesting for me to study all night tonight and try to sit down and figure something out before my morning show. But
well, there may be news in the morning because the Attorney General Barr just said that he sent a letter to congressional leaders and he said he may provide info on the Mueller report as soon as this weekend. So who knows? By tomorrow morning, Congress may have it. They may be leaking it like crazy. So you may have something to talk about.
Hey, I might be right at the beginning of it. Who knows? But yeah, I don't know, Wayne. I'd love to say I know, but you know what? You never know what's coming out. I think a lot of it's going to be just a bunch of rah-rah stuff that we're going to have to just mull through and then deal with it at that time. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it's political.
I think it's just going to be political. We hate Trump. We want to destroy Trump. He's a terrible person. But it was all circumstantial. We didn't have anything that we could actually prove it. We think he colluded, but we can't prove it, so no further indictments, and the president's in the clear. My guess is that's what you're going to hear generally if you read between the lines. So,
I'm not betting against you. Let's put it that way.
Take that from the TV lawyer, Wayne Ripp.
Yes, let's talk about this. Can we talk about this for a second? I want to admissions thing. I got a couple of interesting things. So I don't know if you know, Wayne, but I have partners all over the United States. I'm based out of California, but I talked to one of my partners that is the lead. There's like the president of the Trial Lawyers Association for like New York, New Jersey, whatever. But this guy, and I don't want to name his name, he is one of the most powerful trial lawyers in the country. He's the former president of the New York Trial Lawyers Association. He's just a superstar lawyer, and we're talking about something else on business, and I brought this up to him, and it kind of comes the same thing, and I know a lot of people are questioning this, but it comes down to damages. That's the question, and I've read both complaints, by the way, and the allegations coming forth, but there's a lot of interesting things in here. The first thing is, I scratched my head and said, how are you going to get damages? Because, you know, again, there's only allegations right now, Wayne. I always say that. They haven't answered the complaint. They don't have their lawyers saying much right now, the defendants. But let's assume things are going forward. You know, what are the damages to the children that didn't get in, or because I say children because some are under 18, or the individuals that did get in? This is how they're taking the little poke at it. Number one, if you did not get in, the damages are refund my $50 to $100 that I paid for the application, right? Because at the time, their argument is, at the time you guys knew there was issues going on, and therefore you defrauded me. Now start adding up how many people applied, Wayne. That's going to be a few bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And now that then they've got the ones that were accepted are arguing what? They're arguing, well, there's a diminution in value as to the value of my Stanford or my Harvard, I mean, not my Harvard, my Yale or
USC.
USD or USC. Now it's not worth as much, and now I'm not going to make as much. Now that's their argument. The other argument is this. The argument is the pros of why they're going to be able to say, okay, you owe something to me. And this is in the in the Northern District of California. It was filed. And by the way, did you know there was another one filed in San Francisco Superior Court? That $50 million, the $500 million one. I've read it, Wayne. You don't even want to talk about it. It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing you've ever.
Not mentioning the one. I want to get your reaction. The one that I think is valid for my son as an example.
Yeah.
My son had among the best, resume in the entire country, and definitely the best resume in all of Nevada. And in California, if you're in Northern California, everybody's made these lawsuits because they didn't get into USC or Stanford. My argument is, I'll bet they have like 1,000 slots set aside for California kids and New York kids where everybody's smart and everybody takes SAT prep and everybody's rich. But in Nevada, you might only have 10 slots in the whole state for USC kids, for Nevada kids for USC. And my son had one of the best records in America and won the National Presidential Scholarship. And they screwed him. It's not his $50 application fee that's at risk.
Right.
It's his lifetime earnings from not going to a great school that A, he had his heart set on, and B, really is the best connection school in America. Number one in America for the endowment is Harvard. Number two is Stanford. And number three is USC, right on their tails. Which means you go to USC, there's money to be made for the rest of your life due to those connections. And now they robbed him of those connections. I think there's a very big lawsuit to be had. And I want to get your reaction when we get back, because now you hear the music. I've got to get it when we get back. Let's keep everybody on the edge of their seats. What is your reaction to that? And we haven't rehearsed this, so I have no idea what your reaction is going to be. I'll find out when we get back. Fred Penny is with me. He's a legal analyst for USA Radio, a brilliant lawyer, host of Radio Law Talk. And we call on him whenever we have great legal questions. And I'm Wayne Root. I'm just your TV lawyer who's represented law firms on national TV and radio and local TV and radio as a pitch man and spokesman. I just play a lawyer on TV. But I like speaking to the real experts. We'll be back with Fred Penny. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio. And hour number three is, of course, Newsmax TV, 80 million homes strong. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined, I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
War now! Bacon lovers, we ship free! Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio. Before I get back to my guest, Fred Penny, and get the answer to that question that we've been mulling over the ad break, a little bit of housekeeping, two things. First of all, it is now a fact. Robert Mueller is not recommending any more indictments. Who announced that? The DOJ. Robert Mueller not recommending any more indictments. It's the lead story in newspapers and media and the webs, websites all across the world. No more indictments. Donald Trump is out of it, baby. Just wanted to make sure everybody knew that. Opening the show, I had no idea that was the case, and I'd heard that rumor, but now it is official. Mueller himself says no more, not recommending any more indictments. Good news for Donald Trump and Team GOP. Ron Corey and Tenacity is my other bit of housekeeping. This is the last day of the book giveaway. Your last chance to get the book. We had another winner yesterday. When you get a chance, give me the name of that winner in my ear so I can announce it, Chris. I remember he's from Connecticut, and that would mean he was listening to our Connecticut station, WJJF-FM in Connecticut. We love our friends at WJJF-FM because that is Lee Elsie's station. He's the morning host, and he guest hosts for me here every time I'm out. He's a great guy and a good, good friend, Lee Elsie. So we love that station in Connecticut, and we had our winner from there yesterday. But our book giveaway right now, the book Tenacity by Ron Corey, hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey from car dealer at the Tropicana to a Vegas tough guy and a former Marine from Brooklyn who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes to finally one of the big shots and kings of Las Vegas, owning casinos and bars and restaurants and auto dealerships, one of the most successful guys living the American dream, or you might might say, the Vegas dream, and his new book's out. He not only beat Police City Hall and Mob Wannabes, he beat Stage 4 Cancer. That's how cool Ron Khoury is, and that's why he's my buddy. We go out to dinner, and I hear all these stories. Now it's in a book, and Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. The story's so good, the famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Kill Bill and Donnie Brasco and Reservoir Dogs is the voice of the audiobook Tenacity. So go to Amazon today and order Tenacity or the audiobook Tenacity by Ron Khoury as a book, an ebook, or a Kindle. Or go to his website, RonKhouryAuthor.com. That's C-O-U-R-Y, RonKhouryAuthor.com, or Amazon to get the book Tenacity. Or right now, the third caller gets it. Call right now to my number, 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free anywhere in the United States, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Third caller gets the book Tenacity. All right, we're back with Fred Penny. And Fred, legal analyst for USA Radio, host of Radio Law Talk, I left you with a question, which is, I believe my son's future earnings will be impacted by USC saying no. It was the college of his dreams. It's the connection college in all of the West Coast and in all of America. You don't get a better connection college. And I think that no matter where else he is attending right now, and he's at a great school, it doesn't matter. His connections would have led to more money, and I think there is a lawsuit there. You tell me.
Good point. There's a couple of things that are on your side that I'm going to state. Number one, generally speaking, if I'm graduating from, let's say, Sac State, it's a great university, but it's not, you know, the Harvard. Compared to Harvard, there are statistics that are going to back you and your son up on what? The minute they graduate, what is his salary coming out of, let's say, business school compared to the Sac State person? It's going to be higher. So that's an argument. The other thing is what these individuals are arguing that are filing the lawsuits now is mental anguish. That they didn't get in, it's caused depression. In fact, one of the gals was actually hospitalized for it.
Wow.
Now here's the bad news is the con side. You're going to have to show proof. And don't forget, you have to show foreseeable proof that your son would not have been successful anyway, because I bet your son's going to be successful no matter where he goes, you know? And I know I think he's at SMU. Is that right? A great school?
Well, I don't discuss on the radio where he's at, because you know there's a lot of crazies out there.
Oh, sorry. I didn't say that. Okay.
Yeah, he's accepted by quite a few
Maybe
colleges.
He's not. Yeah. But he's got a couple. Okay. So he's at another good college, okay? The argument's going to be, hey, he's going to do fine anyway. And what's the proof that he would have been fine anyway not going to an Ivy League college, right? So that's going to be an issue. And it's going to be dueling experts. You're going to have issues with dueling experts fighting back and forth that your son would have been fine whether he went to Harvard, SMU, USC, University
Stanford.
Of Utah, whatever. It doesn't matter. And he's going to be successful. So you're going to have an issue with that proof. That's something you're going to have to overcome. And here's the other thing. You know, the argument is, and let's jump on the side of, okay, here's your tuition back. I mean, here's the money for your application back, and you would have been successful anyway. Now let's jump on a lot of the arguments on the con side where you're not going to win is as follows. What is wrong, and I know people are going to freak out when I say this. Ready for this. Here it goes. What is wrong with someone donating a lot of money to a school? I'm not saying it's right or wrong, and helping out at the school and being a massive donor, and their kid gets in over the other kid that there's a ton of people with a 4.2 GPA that they've got to kind of, okay, which one tilts it? Which tilts it?
Well,
the person that's helping the company. I
think there's nothing wrong with it if they didn't commit fraud. Those are two different things. If you name a building after your father or your granddaddy,
and
you get into school, I've never had a problem with that. That happens in the beginning of time. But if you said your daughter was a dramatic tennis player or the best soccer player in America and she never even played soccer, and you had someone else take her SAT test, and then they stole my son's spot, that's a whole different ballgame, right?
True. You're right.
Right.
That's a good argument, and I can argue with that.
Both sides. All right, Fred Penny, thank you for coming on.
Yep.
And if you hear more about this case, I want to hear from you. So give me a ring, and let me know if anything new comes across your lawyer antenna from any of your good friends in the legal profession around the country. All right?
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Fred, anytime. Legal analyst, USA Radio, host of Radio Law Talk, Fred Penny. Wayne Allyn-Root coming back with hour number two. And don't forget hour number three, Newsmax TV. You can find us, if you're not getting us on cable or satellite, just go to NewsmaxTV.com. Click on Watch Live Now. You got us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Me too.